This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
OG, I know you're already a member, but I wonder if the rest of our audience knows that becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you save and earn more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you could start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal's savings option for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project, maybe you want to consolidate debt. You could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed-rate home equity loan with zero closing costs, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Both options could help make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval.
In a world where overspending, debt, and keeping up with the Joneses rules us all, where the voices from the merchants, restaurants, and credit companies lord over the common man, out of the darkness, like a beacon of hope, comes a new voice, a voice that's rich and creamy, like your favorite butter, and delicious, like cheeseburger pizza on your diet cheat day. It's The Stacking Benjamin Show.
Live from Joe's mom's basement, it's The Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and it's so chilly, I've got to plug in another space heater. And there we go. A little cold never stopped us, no sir. But a bigger thanks to Retail Me Not's Sarah Skirball, who braved the cold to come warm our hearts with Valentine's deals to make your loved one and your wallet happy. Plus, raise your hand if you like spending your valuable time reading through paperwork. Anyone? Anyone? Yeah, I thought not. During our headlines, we'll cover Fidelity's move to cut 20% of the information that clients must review before opening an account. That's good news, but we'll also turn our heads toward Diane, who wants more information on alternatives to HSAs and other long-term care plans. Are there choices for people who can't use these plans? As always, through rain, shine, or snow, we'll save some time for my trivia. And now, two guys who had nearly forgotten what a Detroit winter felt like, Joe and O-J-J-J-J-G.
Snowy and overcast, that's the weather here.
Like your mood.
It totally is my mood today. My mood is snowy and overcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Mood Like Winter podcast. I'm Joe Salci. Hi, Average Joe Money on Twitter and across the card table from me for yet another week.
Old man winter.
Coffee in hand, even though it's 9:45 at night, it's Mr. OG. Can you drink coffee at night?
No. In fact, I had a cup of coffee a couple of weeks ago, like at 4 p.m, and it was a bad choice.
My friend Troy in Texarkana, and you've met Troy. Troy will drink coffee all the way through game night. Like three cups of coffee while we're playing games at 9:30, 10 o'clock.
But
And he just sleeps like nobody's business afterwards.
Probably because you just, once you get that caffeine level stabilized, I guess it just doesn't affect you anymore. I don't know.
It's like he's on the light stream. He just, bam, on the light stream. Oh, look at this. Thanks to Lightstream for supporting Stacky Benjamins. That's weird how that happened. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/SB. It was cool. We met with the Lightstream people. They're like, here's the deal. We're going to give your peeps, Joe and OG, a little something-something, but you got to use the link, lightstream.com/SB. Also, thanks to Student Loan Hero for supporting Stacking Benjamins. You know, if you have student loans or you're thinking about education and you're not sure how you're going to pay for it, you need a strategy either to pay off those loans or preferably before you go. Well, Student Loan Hero is the number one place to go to either get your loan payment options all explained to you and to go on the attack, or to figure out how you're going to responsibly pay for your education before you go. That's studentloanhero.com. We got a great show today. Sarah Skirbel from Retail Me Not. All kinds of places around the nation, OG. Restaurants, cafes, all these national chains offering some pretty big Valentine's Day discounts. So you don't even have to tell your significant other that you listen to the show and that you were going to go maybe a little cheaper this year, but we're going to hook you up whether you're looking at high end or some just hilariously good deals. They have there are some chains.
Schlitz beer, a box of chocolates from the Kroger.
There, ta-da. What's wrong with that?
Egg keeper.
Yes. She decided she wasn't excited about Valentine's this year. I can't figure out why.
Weird.
Yeah. Sarah Skirbel coming down to the basement to talk Valentine's Day with us. But first, we have some pretty wild headlines.
Hello, darlings. And now it's time for your favorite part of the show, our Stacking Benjamin's headlines.
First headline comes to us from financialplanning.com. New Fidelity FinTech slashes clients' information overload by 20%. I can't tell you, OG, how happy I was to read this. Because so many times you're filling out this stuff and you're like, yeah, this is for nobody. This is for absolutely nobody. Nobody's ever going to read this. And it doesn't. And oh, by the way, I just filled that in the last screen. Mm-hmm. Somebody actually thinking like the client. That's weird. The piece reads, in the high stakes digital home improvement contest among RIAs and broker dealers, Fidelity's first big project this year is replacing the custodial giant's front door. Hundreds of broker dealers and thousands of registered investment advisors who work with Fidelity Clearing and Custody Solutions are getting faster account onboarding through the Boston-based firm's Wealthscape financial advisor technology platform, Fidelity said on January 27th. The firm made the announcement ahead of FSI's One Voice conference, which is attended by nearly all the largest investment broker dealers. As part of a phased rollout of the new onboarding process and other digital service features, slated for 2020 and into next year, Fidelity says it's cut the volume of information clients must review an account opening by 20% and the number of electronic pages to 2 from 9. Amen. Can nice. I get a hallelujah?
Yeah, right. The funny thing is that with digital signatures now, I think they're actually worse because when you hit next, you know, when you kind of go through that process, you actually have to like go back if you want to read what you just did.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
It's kind of annoying.
That's every firm. Hey, we're going to make it really easy. You're going to sign a bunch of legalese.
Just hit next, and yeah, then you're done.
And you're going to know nothing about what you did. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes just a few minutes.
We can't change that though. That's just how that technology works.
The program works. Read what you sign, people.
It'd be good if it's 2 pages instead of 9.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is, of course, you know, Haven Life has been with us for a long time. Part of the attractiveness of Haven Life, a big part of it, is the fact that the life insurance process doesn't go on all day. And Haven's been a sponsor of ours for how long? And yet, you still see these life insurance companies out there, OG, that have pages and pages and this long, excruciating process. And by the way, I don't mean to turn this into a Haven Life commercial. I'm just saying that why it took Fidelity this long is...
Well, all the other companies are following each other. like in terms of fees and that sort of thing. So maybe everybody else can follow each other on paperwork.
Oh, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't
it? That'd be great for me.
that'd be so good.
Come on, Schwab and TD Ameritrade.
In our second headline, this just makes the company look bad, I think. State Farm looking at you here. This is from Fox Business, a piece written by Ken Martin. State Farm claims actress Shannon Doherty using cancer diagnosis to get a payout. Like, I just think that if a company like State Farm points at somebody who has cancer and goes, yeah, you're just trying to get some money from us. Even if you're in the right, I would tell my publicity people, we're going to have to do some backtracking. Because I read that headline and I immediately went, oh, State Farm. State Farm is claiming the actress Shannon Doherty's announcement this last week that her cancer had returned is a way of garnering sympathy in a legal fight. This still doesn't make them look good.
Not yet.
Yes. Well, the good news is she has cancer.
Well, at least she's got that going for her. So she's not a liar.
Doherty, 48, revealed on last Tuesday that her breast cancer had returned, saying her diagnosis was going to become public as part of the lawsuit, according to New York Post, page 6. Doherty sued State Farm in March 2019 after the insurance giant refused to pay the full amount for home repairs following the 2018 California wildfires. The actress from Charmed and Beverly Hills 90210 first revealed she had breast cancer in 2015 and charted her battle with the disease and its remission on social media. In a court filing last week, her lawyers argue Doherty has been forced to pay out of pocket for losses she believes should have been covered by her insurance policy. Plaintiff Shannon Doherty's dying of stage 4 terminal cancer instead of living out her remaining years peacefully in her home. Ms. Doherty remains displaced and battling with her insurance company, they argue. Okay, in that statement, maybe they were leaning on it a little bit. However,
put their thumb on the scale, just a smidge.
Yeah, however, I think fighting that in the public eye.
Who brought it up to the public? Is this a lawyer publicity thing or is this a State Farm?
Well, it sounds like Doherty was trying to get out in front of it because it was going to come out in somehow it was going to become material in the lawsuit. So because it was going to be public, she decided to get out and make it public. The insurance company said it's already paid her, by the way, $1 million in damages.
Yeah, they're going to pay her about $1 million more, sounds like.
State Farm claims in a new filing Doherty's house only had smoke damage and not any fire or structural damage. Plaintiff improperly claims she's entitled to have her entire home rebuilt at a cost of $2.7 million because she has breast cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the court documents state. So that's State Farm's position.
It seems like, especially with a big name like that, you got to have a conversation about it in your back office, right? Like, how much does it cost us in public goodwill to fight this versus just make it go away?
Because most people don't know how this stuff works, even as much as, and you and I are not experts in property casualty claims, OG, but I would argue strongly that we know way more than the average bear out there. So we get how they might have a case, but man, if I'm just the everyman reading this thing, State Farm looks horrible. Did you see the Disney thing last week as well?
Mm-mm.
So Disney and these other companies have a licensing arm that,
oh, I did see this.
That whenever stuff is shown in public, they collect. And there was an elementary school that took, I don't know, like a flipping DVD or a VCR tape of The Lion King, I think, and showed it during this, this thing. They raised $800, by the way. And then Disney's licensing company, and it's a third party. It wasn't Disney, but Disney, you know, tells them what they have to do. Whenever things are shown in public outside the home, there's a licensing fee. And so this elementary school PTA got a licensing bill for $250. The cool thing about the Disney piece, I don't know if you saw this, but on Thursday, Bob Iger himself on Twitter issued an apology to the school and said that he was going to personally donate to the school and that it was really dumb. And so it was funny how Disney
spun it really quickly.
Yeah, kind of got what State Farm may need to see with this case.
Do you think Bob's sitting on his couch flipping through Flipboard? Like, oh, stock market. Oh, coronavirus. Disney does.
Oh,
what the hell? Oh, come on, guys. It's Saturday afternoon.
Can you?
You know, and he's like on the phone going, why am I reading about a $250 problem on Flipboard? Right. What idiot approved this?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You said to collect everything we can. Like, not from the kids, dummy.
It was when I first read it, I'm like, wow.
After like the freaking movie theater that plays Toy Story 4 doesn't charge anybody or pay us, you know,
right?
That's who we're going after.
Yeah. Keeps all the receipts and doesn't pay us anything. Yeah. Sometimes these companies got to think it. I don't know who's right in this State Farm deal, but man, does that look bad? Yeah. Well, and I think maybe that's a lesson. I had to learn a lesson, by the way, when I had all kinds of debt back in the day when I was absolutely horrible with money.
It's a lesson that keeps on, you know, you got to keep on learning repeatedly.
I found that what I needed to do was to stop learning the lesson repeatedly and get my act together. And part of that was a consolidation loan. And one of the things I thought about was how much money I was paying in interest on credit cards every month. Way, way too much. And you might be in the same boat. Why not consolidate those cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? And here's the deal. You then have to do what I did, which is still have to fix the problem. You still got to fix the problem. The credit card's not the problem. Your spending is. It's easy, though, with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. That piece is easy. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. Much lower than the national average interest rate on credit cards, by the way, of course, over 20% APR. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. By the way, if you need the money right now, you might have either waited too long.
That's another symptom.
Or there's a bigger problem. LightStream believes, though, that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I love, OG, some of the customer testimonials about LightStream. I like this one. I heard the radio ad and said it was worth looking at. I was a little skeptical because I'd never done anything like this online before. To my great surprise, the loan process was very simple and easy to navigate through. I wish all loans were this efficient. Just flipping through one good experience after another with the LightStream people. So just for stackers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get your discount, because you're a stacker, is to head to lightstream.com/SB, LightStream.com/SB. And of course, subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/SB for more information. I think our takeaways on these pieces, number one, hooray, big hand for companies. In our local paper in Texarkana, OG, we had a cheers and jeers section, and it was always fun to read. And I think we have a cheer and a jeer. Cheers to Fidelity for making things way simpler. 2 pages from 9 for clients when they open new accounts, and maybe jeers to State Farm. Whether you're right or wrong, State Farm, I think you got to look
at... look like a jackwagon.
Look a little bit at public perception. Sarah Skirbel is the resident shopping and trends expert for savings destination Retail Me Not. She works at Retail Me Not's headquarters in Austin, Texas. She splits her time between New York City and Los Angeles on a monthly basis. Sarah is always on the go, and I always get excited about talking to Sarah because if anybody knows, OG, where the deals are, we thought, okay, we put our heads together. Where can we help people get a great experience with Valentine's Day, maybe not spend so much money getting it? We're like, oh, maybe Sarah knows. Sarah does know. I've got the list. She's on her way down to the basement. Let's talk Valentine's Day treats for either yourself or loved ones. You didn't have to take a Valentine.
Do it yourself.
On the 14th, just save some money, man.
Table for one, please.
Take advantage of the Hallmark holiday. Sarah Skirbel coming down to the basement. Coming down the stairs to the basement, the woman who has all the Valentine's Day meal deals. It's Sarah Skirball. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm glad you could be here. And it's bad that I'm hungry because I know that we're about to talk food. Your timing is horrible. However, I think this is going to be fun. I know you guys at Retail Me Not, Sarah, you guys every year have a list that has things that some of them are quirky, some are upscale, some are dessert. No matter what people want to do for Valentine's Day, you guys got it covered. But why don't we start with a couple of the really unique things that you found as you were researching Valentine's Day? Tell me what we can do to really impress somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you hit the nail on the head. Retail Me Not, it is my job to source the best deals across the board, whether it's for President's Day or in this case, Valentine's Day. And so to your point, I pulled out a lot of my favorite deals as it relates to food and some of the more interesting ones. Let's start with White Castle. So White Castle is really interesting. You might have, I mean, who doesn't want to take their date for a burger, right? But they've really classed it up a bit. So I don't know if you remember this, but they've been doing something pretty interesting over the last few years, and this year is no different. They actually are accepting, first of all, they accept reservations
at White Castle.
Yeah, you can't get much classier than that, right?
Classy with a K.
With a K. So there's actually hostess seating, there's tableside service, and they really deck the place out with all sorts of decorations.
And so I will have a waiter bring me my sliders. Can we do that at 3 a.m. like I did in college?
Yeah, I think that'll really impress your date. A 3 a.m. White Castle visit for sure. If you really want extra points, take her to White Castle at 3 a.m. But I mean, it's hysterical and I love it. And I love that White Castle keeps doing this because we're talking about it, right?
Absolutely. No, that is so fun. If I was to do it at 3 a.m. right now, I can't imagine waking Cheryl up at 3 a.m. going, "Hey, we're going to White Castle." She's like, "How old are you?" Yeah, not happy.
Yeah, I don't know if that would win you points or like you'd get
I think I'd probably lose points on my end.
Yeah, maybe in college it would, like, after you were going out to a keg party or something, it might be cool, but
absolutely.
In this day and age, I'm not so sure.
No, but maybe not. But still awesome in the middle of the day, yeah. Or whatever. And that, what a surprise that would be. What else is quirky this year?
Okay, so Hooters is doing something pretty funny. Last year, they offered the opportunity to bring in a photo of your ex, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever it would be, and the restaurant would shred it. And so they actually have a website. It's called shredyourex.com. And you bring it in and you get a buy one, get one deal for 10-piece boneless chicken wings. I think this is pretty quirky, pretty hysterical, and it's great for singles out there. Go out with your friends and shred your ex.
That's what I was just thinking. Maybe on one hand, you get the pictures of your ex taken care of and you get wings, which is a plus. And then you meet a bunch of other people that are also getting rid of their ex. So what could go wrong, Sarah?
Yeah, it seems like a perfect singles meetup. I mean, you might meet your next ex at Hooters on Valentine's Day.
I can't think
who knows, but it's fun.
I can't think of a time we've talked about Hooters on the show, but now we've checked that box. I know that some people really, they want an upscale experience. So let's talk about a few of the upscale chains that people will find around the United States and maybe abroad. Give me some of those.
Yeah. So one option for saving money on Valentine's Day is Postmates. And this is a delivery service. But the fact of the matter is on Postmates, I don't know if you're a frequent user, but they have it all across the country. You can order everything from really upscale restaurants within reason, let's be honest, across the board to your local sandwich shop. So what I like about Postmates, and I'm putting it in our upscale category, because they do have really nice restaurants that you can order food. And right now they're offering 20% cash back on all deliveries.
Oh, that's cool. And if you do it soon enough, like before you invite her or him over, you could even pretend you made it yourself.
I like where you're going with that. Yeah, there's nothing better than pretending you made a delivery meal, put it in a nice casserole dish. You can even take it a step farther and keep it in the oven, like warm it up and then pull it out when your date arrives.
Because all good long-term relationships there, I don't know if you know this, begin with a lie.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right on there. That's funny. Yes. Another option, STK, a high-end steakhouse. They offer Valentine's Day specials at all of their locations. They have locations everywhere from Miami to New York, LA, Las Vegas, if you happen to be in any of locations. And they have food and beverage specials all weekend long. So I was really excited about that. You don't often hear about Valentine's Day specials and deals at really nice restaurants.
Yeah. And I know on that note, Ocean Prime is on your list, I see, as well.
Yeah, another really nice high-end restaurant. They are offering prices ranging from 62 to 65, and they have a very special feature features that are available just on Valentine.
Awesome. Now, if we're looking for something a little less heavy on the wallet, let's say, what do you got for us there?
I mean, listen, go to Chick-fil-A. Who doesn't like Chick-fil-A in this day and age? They're offering lots of specials, 30 count nuggets, 6 count chocolate chip cookies, 10 count chicken minis in the shape of a heart. So really cute. And they have special trays at participating restaurants starting actually on January 20th through February 29th. So check the prices. They vary per restaurant, but Chick-fil-A is a great option. Other options, California Pizza Kitchen. You can order pizza on a heart-shaped, crispy, thin crust for no additional charge. And then for $35, you get the choice of one appetizer, two entrees, and one dessert from the prefix menu.
Oh, let's go right now. I'm so hungry. That just sounds so good.
Yeah. So lots of really good deals. I mean, even places like Annie Ann's has Valentine's Day specials, Mrs. Fields cookies. If you want to order your Valentine or yourself some cookies, they're offering $15 off site wide with code LOVE, LOVE. And of course, Dunkin' Donuts is getting in on the Valentine's Day madness. They're offering really special espresso beverages, heart-shaped donuts, typically for Instagram posts.
I think your job is so fun. It just has to be a blast just looking all this stuff up. I'm also looking at Hungry Howie's. Like if you're not going to pretend that you made it, but this idea of a heart-shaped pizza, even. You talked about doing that at California Pizza Kitchen, but we can also do that at Hungry Howie's.
Yeah, for $6.99. I mean, that's a deal right there. From February 13th to February 14th, you can get a heart-shaped pizza with your choice of one topping for less than $7.
That is awesome. Now, we only covered, Sarah, a few of these, but I'd bet money you know a place where we can get the entire list.
I do. So if you go to retailmenot.com, just check out the blog, and you are going to find tons and tons of restaurant opportunities to save money, deals, freebies, specials, all of the above. Definitely check out retailmenot.com for all those special deals on food and everything else, like jewelry and flowers. But go now, because you don't want to wait until the last minute.
And you know what? If you're walking the dog or on your commute, we've got you covered. We'll have the link to Retail Me Not and this piece that Sarah and I just talked about on our show notes page at stackybenjamins.com. Sarah, happy Valentine's Day. And thank you for helping us make it better on our wallet, too.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
What's up, deal hunters? I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. And before I get to the trivia, how about a big thanks to Sarah, huh? I'll have to put all of those newfound Valentine's Day savings to good use on a second space heater. Or maybe I'll just wait until February 15th and buy all of that chocolate on sale. Now, that's a good deal. Hey, Retail Me Not. Email me if you want this guy sharing deal tips, too. Two of us can play that game, Sarah. Well, enough about chocolates and candy, because today I have some trivia to deliver. Your question? Let's get ready for Valentine's Day, shall we? While America spends an average of $143 on the holiday, one love-struck country spends just a little bit more. Here's your question. Which country holds claim to spending the most on their Valentine's Day treats? I'll be back with your answer right after this.
Well, if you've got somebody near you or you yourself are headed off to college, good news, you can actually calculate the ROI on college. And while an education isn't all about return on investment, there's so many aspects to your college experience. The one thing you don't want to experience is a big old debt hangover when you get done. So figuring out how you're going to pay for it ahead of time, responsibly, no matter what your motivation, means that you're going to start at studentloanhero.com. Or if you're somebody who's already been through school and realize that maybe you have debt and no real plan, time to get one. If you're ready to pay off your student loans, Student Loan Hero is there. You can get custom repayment plans today and see how you can lower interest rates, decrease monthly payments, and find forgiveness. So three different areas on the site: refinancing your loans. They go through everything from 8 best banks to refinance and consolidate student loans in 2020 to lowering your payments, with the ultimate guide to lowering your student loan payments to forgiveness. Even Parent Plus loan forgiveness is possible. They tell you how to get it. They also go through all kinds of calculators. So if you're looking at your strategy of paying for school ahead of time, all that is there, quizzes, all the different products that are available. It's all in one place at studentloanhero.com. Head there today, studentloanhero.com for more.
Welcome back, candy lovers. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. And before we get to my trivia answer, here's the real question. Where do you think Gertrude really wants to go for dinner? I heard her mentioning something about the new Italian place downtown, but who wants to deal with that wait time? Personally, I'm like a house divided between picking up the party pack at the trustworthy T-Bell or going all in on a 50-nugget special at Mickey D's. I mean, it is a day to splurge, after all. I keep weighing my options, but in the meantime, how about if I remind you of your trivia question? Before the break, I asked you this. Which country holds claim to being the top spender on Valentine's Day? If you said France, well, ooh la la, no. They finished in third behind the U.S., which was second. You probably already figured that out. The answer? While you may have heard the term Latin lover, nobody's a boyfriend like a Spanish one, because Spaniards edge just ahead of America's $143 for an average of $145 per person. Well, they blew us out of the water. How many party packs are these people buying? Maybe I should run my choices by OG. That dude's pretty romantic. See ya.
I can't wait for him to ask you about Taco Bell versus McDonald's. Which one does the missus like?
What's not awesome about a 10-pack of soft tacos?
I know.
With a side of nacho cheese.
Good news, Mrs. OG. Any number on the menu you can get. I'm taking you to a very special place. Any number on the menu. By the way, even if you have the waiter at White Castle, do you still get to order by number? Do you still say, I want the number 4 combo?
I'm sure, yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, just for fun. I think that would be hilarious.
You should try it. Let me know how it goes.
If I took Cheryl to White Castle.
Do it.
Do it. Maybe I'll do a White Castle like appetizer, make her think we're going there, and then we sit down and have a slider and then go to the real place that makes sure I won't get killed.
Nope. Shouldn't do that. Don't get out of it. Don't backpedal. You're going to do it.
Own it, Joe. Own it. Hey, let's throw out the Haven Lifeline and tackle some of life's most important questions. Our friends at Haven Life Insurance Agency put what you value first, your loved ones and your time. And that's why they've simplified the process of buying quality term life insurance. As we mentioned earlier in the show, head to stackybenjamins.com/Haven Life now to get a free quote. It's super easy and you'll be back spending time with your loved ones and not thinking about life insurance in no time, but you'll be much more comfortable, OG, because you'll know that you finally got this stuff covered. Whenever I met with people and we talk life insurance, I'd say probably half the time people would go, I'd say, okay, let's talk about your risk management strategy if you passed away. And they go, yeah, I know, I need more life insurance. Nearly half the meetings I had. Today, we're heading to an email that we got from our new friend, Diane. Diane said, I listen to a lot of podcasts while working in the finance industry. I don't hear much on this topic, and I'm wondering if you could dedicate some time to alternatives to long-term care insurance and HSAs. Specifically, are there financial products that could be utilized to provide funds for long-term care for those that cannot get long-term care insurance or cannot use a high deductible insurance plan to have access to an HSA, both due to chronic health conditions? Thank you for the podcast, Diane. Thanks for the note, Diane. And OG, this is a big area, because even with HSAs and long-term care insurances, all the options are ugly. There's not a golden parachute out of this or a easy way out.
Well, especially if you're looking at like some of the studies that Fidelity has, for example, on the total costs associated with healthcare into retirement. And those studies, for Fidelity's perspective, don't even include long-term care costs. So I think you have to think about this almost in two different tranches. You have your costs associated with just regular healthcare, medicines, doctor's visits, so on and so forth. And then you might also have a long-term care stay. And statistically, It's kind of 1 in 2.3 or something like that is the ratio. So a couple, there's probably a really good chance that one of them needs some assisted care. And that number can be astronomic. And it's increasing at an ever-increasing pace. You know, it's kind of like the college tuition bill, you know, just in the future. So I think it's prudent to think about this certainly as early as you can. And if you're not able to set aside specific tranches of money, just understand in advance, like if we start going down this health path, what will we do as it relates to our other expenses? You know, because you can't spend 50 grand a year on vacations, $200,000 a year on spending, not have any healthcare savings, and then need healthcare and still spend on those things, right? There's got to be a trade-off, and it's a good idea to think about it long in advance. As far as like products, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that would be a specifically earmarked product for healthcare or long-term care, except for longevity annuities. And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago on the show. Most of the time, annuities get very poo-pooed because of their high costs and their complex structures and rather anemic growth rates and things like that. But the purpose of an annuity, if you think about it from the perspective of what's that tool do, is to provide a stream of income for a period of time that never ends, right? So the longer that you delay turning that stream of income on, the shorter that the actuaries calculate that they need to pay you for, ergo, the higher the amount of money that they're going to pay you when you do turn it on. And there's companies that are coming out with more and more of these that are designed to start when you're 85 years old or designed to start when you're 80 years old.
We're going to talk on Friday, by the way, to Blair Baldwin from Age Up, which is one of the companies, one of the fintech companies out there working on that very problem, OG.
Yeah. Cliffhanger, everybody. Stay tuned. It's like Dallas, circa 1983. Who shot JR?
Do you know the number of people now who are like, I can't wait for Friday? They're going to talk annuities exactly. On the show.
At least six of them.
Telling everybody.
But anyways, that's probably the best product outside of just straight up an insurance product. The other thing you could look at if you're uninsurable for long-term care costs is see if there's a linked benefit that you can apply for. So again, more and more of these are coming around as well, which is a life insurance product that has a long-term care benefit attached to it. And so you get to kind of choose which one of those paths you go down as you get older.
Yeah, I think
if
that
you, yeah. I was going to say, if you pass in your sleep, then your beneficiaries get a check for the insurance amount. If you need a little bit of money during your life for long-term care, that's fine. But then the insurance money starts going away. You know, so there's a little bit of a trade out there. So that might be another thing to look at.
Obviously, with a chronic illness, it might be difficult to get life insurance. But I do know some people with chronic illnesses where it just people
it depends on what kind of illness, right?
Yeah. Sometimes people in pain, but they're going to live for a long time. So
that's what I try to, when we're talking about this in our business, like, you know, there's two different people that are working the angle here. When you talk about your risk management from a life insurance standpoint, they want to make sure that you're going to live forever. They don't care if you've got bad knees, bad back, bad anything. They're just like, but you're going to live a long time, right? You may not be what you want, but then you look at like long-term care or disability insurance people, yeah. And they're like, wait a second, you have a bad back? Yeah, you're out. You're like, no, I'm going to live forever. They're like, yeah, great, but you have a bad back.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah,
I don't think you understand.
Deal with that.
I'm going to have to pay this for a long, long time. Forget it. Mm-hmm. They can be two people sitting at desks right next to each other, and one loves you and one hates you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for the question, Diane. Sorry that we can't help more, but I don't think it's an ugly issue. And I like the fact that you're attacking this now, because I'll tell you, you don't want to spend your retirement years just worried about what if. Like, put your plan in place well ahead of time. The earlier you start working on some of these types of issues, the more options that you have. I always got frustrated when somebody would come to me right after they were diagnosed with something and say, hey, can I get long-term care? No. Yeah, but remember those meetings where you said I need it? Yep. Yeah, can't do it.
Toothpaste it out of the tube at that point.
Yeah.
The horse is out of the barn.
Well, and sadly, and he was one of my best friends, but sadly, that was my father-in-law, was an example of that. Diagnosed with Parkinson's. The day after he was diagnosed, he called me and goes, hey, I want to relook at that long-term care insurance.
You're like, doesn't work that way.
No. Just a
sorry, dude.
Just a wonderful guy and one of the most painful conversations. Anyway, on that up note, That's going to do it for today. I feel bad leaving it on that note. Hey, so long-term care. Nope, can't get it. Okay, we're done. All right.
Well, let's not leave it on that note then. Joe, what do you call a guy with a rubber toe?
You told this joke last week.
It's the only joke I know. So what do you call a guy with a rubber toe?
You're just going to tell it till somebody laughs, aren't you? Roberto.
Right now. Roberto. Yes, sir.
Roberto. Yes. We opened with that joke.
That's okay.
Oh, boy.
It's funny the second time, too.
I can see where this is headed.
It might be funny next week.
This is, I have a strange premonition. I can see the future, and it doesn't look good for either me or our one listener that's left after the joke. Big thanks to everybody who's left a review of this show. Mom's got this one on the refrigerator today because the Bridge Club's coming over. And she's so excited. This is written by Innocent Bystander. This show grows on you. 5 stars. Technical content is generally spot on. Joe and OG are complimentary, except when he does that joke thingy. The guests are great, and Joe's a strong interviewer. It does take a while to catch on to all the inside jokes. And guess what? It's going to get worse. They're Innocent Bystander. I have a feeling.
Roberto.
I have a feeling. That's ugly. Thanks for that, by the way. And thanks to everybody who's let people know what they're getting into. And finally, if you need financial planning help, OG and his team have the doors open for a while for new clients. Head to stackybenjamins.com/OG, the letters OG, and that will lead you to his team's calendar and interfacing with them to see how they can help you do a better job on your financial plan. All right, that's going to do it for today. Doug, take it from here, man. What should we have learned today?
Joe, I would love to tell everybody what they should have learned today. See what I did there? First, take a lesson from Sarah. Be it Valentine's Day, birthdays, or even if you're just having a treat yourself day, shopping wisely and being on the lookout for good deals can save you some cash money. Second, take a lesson from our headlines. While you may miss out on short-term gains in the stock market, staying the course and sticking to your financial plan is always a surefire way to making your portfolio grow. But the big lesson, don't take Valentine's Day advice from OG. Apparently, handing Gertrude a card with the words, redeem one to eat where you want, isn't quite what she was hoping for. Seems thoughtful to me, though. I thought the guy was right on track. Hey, OG, we gotta take another shot at this one. Big thanks to Sarah Skirball for stopping by the basement. You can find all of the deals Sarah shared on retailmenot.com/blog, or we'll link to it on our show notes page at stackingbenjamins.com. This show is created by Joe Saul-Sehy, produced by Richie Rutter-Reese, and engineered by the amazing Steve Stewart. Online, visit us on Twitter at SBenjaminsCast or on our Facebook page. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and there's a 73% chance that I played Chuck on Happy Days. SB Podcasts may receive payment on the show from sponsors and guests in the form of books, giveaway items, discounts, or other remunerations. That's a big word. There's no way you take advice from these dorks, but like Joe's mom always says, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and before making any financial decisions, consult with a real financial advisor. Tall and tan and young and lovely, when Joe walks down the basement, he passes OG and he says, "Hey Joe, why you gotta prance around like that?"
I had this piece as a headline, but didn't have room for it. I was on a train on my way to my coaching meeting in Chicago, and I got this text from one OG who was saying, "What am I doing with my life?" And this is a piece from MarketWatch written by Tommy Kilgore. Tesla stock pulls back as Canaccord's Dorsheimer downgrades to, I've never heard this as a as an option, by the way. When you buy stocks, for people who don't know about how analysts view stocks, they have a sell recommendation, a hold recommendation, a buy recommendation, or strong buy. Generally, those are some variation of those. Canaccord, though, their analyst downgraded Tesla to lock-in profits. What the hell happened to this stock? As of last Wednesday, the 2 days before that, the stock had gone up 36% over the past two sessions, 59% over the six sessions, and nearly doubled in 2020. While the S&P 500, as of mid last week, up 3%. Put all your money in it. Put every dollar in Tesla right after it went up, right? Right after it went up.
Pretty much right at the peak. Yep.
Perfect.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I have to tell you, in my play account,
that wasn't the part about what am I doing with my life.
Oh, the big part was the story of what somebody else did with their life.
Yes.
So some person took a million, allegedly, took a good point. It's on the internet. It's got to be true.
Right. Exactly.
Took $1 million.
$100,000.
Took $100,000 and put it in Tesla.
Kind of. When Tesla was trading around $400 or $500 a share, he bought the option to buy Tesla at $1,000.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. He bought Tesla $100,000 worth of Tesla options.
Tesla $1,000 options when it was trading at $400 or $500, which makes it even more grotesque. So the fundamentals of an option contract is that they always go to zero unless you do something else with them. So
you got to pull the trigger.
When you have an option, it gives you, it's a piece of paper, and it gives you the opportunity to buy a stock at a specific price between now and some date in the future. So you say, I've got an option on Tesla at 1,000 or an option on Disney at 50. That means that I get to buy that stock and the quantity that I have the future.
Is this a put option, though, to sell it at 1,000?
Nope.
To buy it at 1,000?
Yep. But because of the way options are priced and how they're super volatile, I don't know what he paid for, but let's say they paid $2 per share when the stock was trading at $500 or $600. So you get this piece of paper, you get to buy for $2 that says that you can buy a share of Tesla at 1,000. And you say, well, that's pretty stupid. Is that 500? But if you believe that it's going to go to 1,000, or actually if you believe it's going to go to 1,500, it's a really small amount of capital to just test your theory out. Now it goes to zero if you're wrong. Well, options price that way, so they're very volatile. You know, they might be $2 one day, $300 the next, depending on how the price of the stock is. And that's pretty much what happened, was that he put $100,000 in, and less than a week later, that $100,000 was worth $4.2 million. And that's the thing I texted you. And I said, what am I doing wrong? But in all seriousness,
I thought he just bought it and wrote it up.
No. A 4,200% return. I thought 420% return, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
Whatever. Some freaking huge number in a week. But then you have to think, did you actually sell it?
Right.
And for everybody at home going, I'm just going to get on the internet and buy some options because that's super easy then, it sounds like.
Ooh.
No, it's not. And you also have to wonder, you know, if that's true, if there's somebody that's really willing to invest $100,000 in a pure speculation, how much other money do they have? How much extra cash is laying around that you could be willing to part with $100,000? Because that's where that's headed. You have to recognize that that's for sure a speculative, I don't even say investment, a speculative bet.
Speculative bet. Yeah.
And you got to be ready to lose it all. So,
yeah, I wonder if that was just more of a, case.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you've got $25 million in your investment account.
No, I'm saying, I'm wondering if that was just somebody just going back and cutting and pasting and pretending that they did that.
Could be.
Because even in hindsight, that looks like a stupid move. I mean, even though he made
it's ultra stupid.
Even though they made a ton of money at the time doing that, that's like throwing $100,000 away.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You were talking about premonitions earlier, and my son was arguing about doing the dishes, and he's pounding his fists and stomping his feet, running around the kitchen, angry at the world. And I was just sat there and ate my dinner, and I said, I have a feeling I know how this ends. And then about 20 minutes later, he did the dishes, and I looked at my other son, and I said, I can tell the future. I know what's going to happen. I'm all powerful.
I'm a genius.
OG, I know you're already a member, but I wonder if the rest of our audience knows that becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you save and earn more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you could start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal's savings option for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project, maybe you want to consolidate debt. You could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed rate home equity loan with zero closing costs, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Both options could help make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval.